Hello, audio boom. This is Melanie. Long time no see. It's been a while. I hope this is not going to be too loud. I am cleaning my kitchen, doing some dishes from this morning, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do an audio boo. Do they still call them audio boos now since it's now audio boom? I totally don't get that. I liked Audio Boo much better, but who am I? In fact, I liked a lot about Audio Boo better, which is why I have not been around in so long, because I haven't really been able to figure out the new layout of the app and how to find the things I want and get rid of the things I don't. And it's just, I don't know, kind of frustrating. So I am at my kitchen sink right now, and I am pre-washing my dishes because my dishwasher does not get all of the food off if I don't kind of wipe them down beforehand. So that's what I'm doing, kind of wiping stuff down. And now I'm going to start loading the dishwasher. I don't have much to do, but a few plates and some silverware. So yeah, it's been a while. I have been doing well. Not a ton has happened. I don't really remember what all was happening last time I was on. I don't know. I think I did a couple cooking demonstrations maybe. And I think I did maybe some knitting. And I'm still doing all that. Well, I'm doing a little less knitting these days because, get this, this is hilarious. I got tendonitis in my elbow, and my family lovingly, affectionately has called it knitter's elbow. Not tennis elbow, knitter's elbow. So, it is quite painful. Sorry, I'm having trouble getting this plate in here. I really hope this is not too loud for you guys. If it is, I apologize. And I'll know for next time. So, what was I going to say? Oh, this tendonitis in my elbow is pretty painful. And so, I have not crocheted. I'm not really doing a lot of knitting right now. Mostly crochet. But I haven't done any in, 3 or 4 weeks now, I guess. To try and get rid of this because it's quite painful. And it's funny, I went on WebMD to look up the symptoms of tennis elbow, and it said the onset could be at any age, but most typically its onset is at 40. Well, I just celebrated my 41st birthday, so and then it's like it said, you know, very typical if you use your thumb and your two first fingers on your hand, that sort of gripping motion, which I do. And it said any kind of repetitive movement, which I do. So I thought, yeah, well, I guess that's what it is. And there really isn't much you can do except not do the repetitive motions that caused the problem to begin with and let it heal. So that's what I'm trying to do. We'll see. And got that going. So, yeah. So, not a lot of knitting these days. I'm going to run some water. I don't wash most of my plastics. So, I don't put those in the dishwasher. I wash them by hand. So, I'm going to run a sink full of soapy water so I can do that. I've been really busy with the kids' sports. My daughter Megan, who turned 15 in March, she's been playing lacrosse for her high school. So, I've been going to a lot of her games. And then my son Peyton, who will be 8 this summer. He's 7. He plays soccer. And I usually am the one that takes him to practice, and then I go to all of his games. And so they keep me pretty busy. And of course, I stay busy in the house doing housework and all the things that moms and parents do. And the one new thing, I guess, which I don't know, it's kind of old news now and kind of no news now, really, is that, but it's still kind of cool. I was admitted to law school. I really, really thought I was going to go. But the big issue has been money. It's a lot of money. And right now, we just don't feel like we're in a place that we want to take out student loans. And especially because my daughter will be going to college in, oh my gosh, 3 more years. That's crazy to think about. So I think that I'm going to defer my enrollment, and I may or may not go, depending on the money situation, next year. So we'll see. But in any case, it was still really cool to get in, and I'm still trying to adjust to the idea that I'm not going because I got really excited about going. And I'm sort of at this place now where I'm thinking, okay, well, now what? Because that's just me. That's my personality. It's like, I can't be idle for too long. I just get bored and I need to find something to do. So I don't know. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Sometimes I think, you know, maybe I'll volunteer somewhere. Sometimes I think maybe I'll take up a new hobby. I don't know. I just know that I can't spend more extended amounts of time just being here at my home. I just get too bored. You know, there's only so much housework you can do. And not only that, you know, I didn't go to graduate school for nothing, you know? So anyway, I'm rambling. I'm sorry. That's kind of it. I'm just sort of hanging out right now. The weather's been wonderful here in Louisville, Kentucky, where I live. Today the high is supposed to be 89. So, oh, I just kicked a toy. That shouldn't have been there. The high is 89 today, so that's amazing. And yesterday, let's see, today's Thursday? Yes. So the past 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I have been gardening. I've planted my herbs, and I kind of branched out and planted some flowers this year. And I'm so excited because I planted them on both the front side of my house and the back side of my house. And some of the ones in the back, I put up on a table right outside my kitchen window so that when I'm in the kitchen at the sink, which I spend a lot of time there, I can look out and see pretty colorful flowers. So I don't have a ton of usable vision, but of the vision I have, I love color, bright colors. So I'm excited for those flowers to really take off. And what else? Not much. Life is pretty boring for me right now, I told you. But I'm going to try to come back around more often because I miss kind of, you know, getting a glimpse into everyone's lives and miss having an outlet to sort of, you know, empty my brain, so to speak. And so if I can figure out how to navigate this app, I just don't like. Okay, so a couple things I don't like about the way Audioboo is set up now. I don't like that, A, I cannot pick and choose which boos I want to listen to. I just have to swipe left